Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the end of last Wednesday's commentary, I alerted you to look for some almost hidden information in the jobs and unemployment report that was to be released last Friday. When this report was issued last Friday, this was the headline that the regular media should have used. The Bureau of Labor Statistics wiped out 2.635 million previously reported new American jobs. Unfortunately, I could not find anyone in the regular media who reported this horrible news about America's job market. Instead, as usual, the media only touted the establishment survey one-month change in employment of an increase of 353,000 jobs. The establishment survey has one blatant error in it, where people who hold two or more jobs are counted as two or more different workers. So the number of alleged workers in this report is overstated by at least 8 million. Also, the establishment survey does not retroactively correct large past errors in the news release headlines. To find this reduction of more than 2.6 million jobs, search for the birth-death adjustment and then go to the bottom of that page. That's why the BLS's household survey, which counts the number of people who hold jobs, is important. Where the establishment survey reported a nice increase in jobs from December to January, the household survey, seasonally adjusted, showed a decline of 31,000 job holders from December to January. Why didn't the regular media report this more accurate number? Another scary bit of data in the establishment survey that the regular media forgot to report is that the average hours worked per week fell from December to January, so that workers' weekly earnings in January fell from the month before. Unfortunately, government and Federal Reserve officials are so tied into using the inaccurate establishment survey data as the basis for setting policies that they end up being forced to make bad decisions about the American economy. Now that you know this more accurate information, what are you going to do? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.